So, as we transition from what seemed to be quite a joyful activity of cake decorating and eating, we turn our hearts and minds to the very essence of Christmas, which we just heard about, the birth of Jesus. In the pages of Luke chapter 2, 1-20, we find this timeless narrative, this story that perhaps we've heard quite a bit, and that it encapsulates the divine drama of God's unfolding love in human history. So in that scripture reading, we find the profound truth and impact of God's gift of Jesus Christ. So I hope that as we perhaps just have a quiet moment after the decorated cakes, let's, like I said, dive into that Christmas story. In Bethlehem, a seemingly ordinary town, an extraordinary event ends up occurring. The birth of Jesus Christ, who is the Son of God. He's the creator of the universe, and he chooses this humble stage as the stage for the grand unveiling of his greatest masterpiece. It's love made flesh in the form of a baby. So we can consider the scene. A young couple, Mary and Joseph, a manger, a chorus of angels. The simplicity of this setting is a profound reminder that God's love transcends the earthly grandeur that we often hope and aspire for. It is in the quiet, unassuming moments that the depths of his love is most profoundly felt. The shepherds who were watching over their flock at night become the first witnesses to this miraculous event. They were not kings or rulers or diplomats or anyone important in that time. They were just ordinary people going about their ordinary job and daily tasks. But God, in his wisdom, chooses these humble people to reveal the truth of the birth of his Son. And it tells us about the inclusivity of the love of God for all of us. He isn't just here for an elite few or anything like that. In fact, he's more here for the non-elite, for the everyday person. And God's love is one that embraces the lowly and exalts the humble. So as we reflect on this story, we find that it's not just merely a historical event that happened in a time and place, but it's a living narrative that is woven into the fabric of our existence. The birth of Jesus is an invitation to each and every one of us, a beckoning to witness and experience the transformative love and power of divine love. So the gifts that we've made can perhaps symbolize the offerings of the Magi that we often hear about as well, who traveled from afar to present treasures to the newborn king. In our hearts, we too carry offerings that we can use, the unique gifts and talents bestowed upon us by our Heavenly Father. Just as the Magi brought their best to Jesus, we're called to offer our lives as a response to the immeasurable gift of God. In the midst of the hustle and bustle of Christmas, which I'm sure you're potentially already feeling, perhaps take this as a chance to create a pause, a chance to gaze upon the manger with fresh eyes, reflect on the profound truth that the birth of Jesus is not just a historical event, but a continual revelation of God's love in our life, and it requires a response. This Christmas, may your hearts be stirred by the simplicity of the story of Bethlehem. Let the echo of the angelic voices resound in our souls, proclaiming that peace and goodwill. So as we transition from this moment, I hope that we are aware of God's love in our life, wrapped in swaddling clothes, and let it linger in your hearts and guide us in the days to come. In that birth story of Jesus, we witness the unveiling God's love for us. It's a tapestry woven with threads of grace and mercy and the promise of eternal life. And so I hope that we carry that recognition, that revelation, into our weeks. In the first activities, we prepared our hearts with the idea, our hearts and minds, to see Christ as he truly is. It's a real response to our brokenness. For you see, we've all sinned. We've all fallen short. We often call ourselves good people, and to some extent that's quite true for a lot of us. But in the grand scheme of things, we've all lied. We've all done something wrong to hurt another just because we're perhaps afraid for ourselves or insecure. But we've all chosen a wrong choice at some point. And so we all fall short. But God chooses to do more than just let us wallow in that. And so the second activity was a representation of the celebration of that choice of God to come to earth as a humble child, to become one of us so that he could bridge the gap for us. It is a celebration of the undeserved gift of Christ. The third activity is anticipation and perhaps reminder of the sweet reward that will come, that is still in the future, when Christ comes back again. Because you see, although there's an invitation that Christ offers us right now to choose to follow him and bridge that gap and be with God forever, there is a time that will end, where God will stop waiting for our response. Because in not choosing to follow him, we are making a choice. So eventually that choice will become permanent, and you'll either be with God forever or you won't. And so I encourage us this Christmas as well, that although this is a celebration, it is a much joyful time, particularly to spend with family and friends. It is also a time to reconsider, what is your choice so far? Are you anticipating that sweet reward at the end? Or perhaps you're wanting to go your own way and try and find your own reward and whatever that brings you. So I'll just leave you with one challenge, as I often like to do, and it's going to be a simple one. This Christmas, I'd like you to share something interesting you found today, whether it be something you did of, sitting at a table together and just talking or whatever it may be. Just tell someone about it. Start a story. We like stories here. And perhaps if you want, share the story of Christmas and what it means to you as well. So I'm going to invite the band up for one last song, and then we'll head out to fellowship soon after that.